is Calexico, doing one from their latest album, The Thread That Keeps Us, Kylene Downs. Before that, from her Friends EP. You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliette Frumholt, and I am so excited to welcome our next guest in the studio. I feel like we've been running in similar circles for years, but this is his first time on the show. He's got a new EP, and you can see him this weekend at Blind Bob's. We'll tell you all about that here in just a moment. But first, William Matheny, would you play one for us?
Well, sure.
Looking for a place where I can cash a check. I'm looking for a phone where I can call collect. I'm looking for a place where I can make a plan while I'm waiting for a gift from God's left hand. Waiting for a gift from God's left hand. I'm looking for a driver who can give me a jump. I'm looking for a push to get me up to the pumps. I need a revelation I can understand while I'm waiting for a gift from God's left hand. Waiting for a gift from God's left hand. And my tears are hot, and my coffee is cold. And this ribbon I'm threading isn't ever gonna turn to gold. Well, you can't get to heaven in a motel bed if the sky is blue and the sheets are red. You can't get to heaven in a rented van if you're looking for a gift from God's left hand. Looking for a gift from God's left hand. I used to march in the army, I used to carry a gun. I used to wander this earth like a prodigal son. I used to walk at the plow, tilling the land. I was digging for a gift from God's left hand. Digging for a gift from God's left hand. And my tears are hot, and my coffee's cold. And this ribbon I'm threading isn't ever gonna turn to gold. And my time is short, 'cause I'm growing old. These doors I darken are never gonna be my home. Might be a king with people at your feet, or sleeping in the gutter on the hard concrete. You can live to 100, but not understand until you get that gift from God's left hand. Get that gift from God's left hand. Until you get that gift God's left hand. And so you get that gift from God's left hand.
William Matheny, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Welcome.
Thank you for having me, Juliette. Great to meet you.
It's my pleasure. So happy to have you here. So let's start off talking a little bit about the new EP, Moon Over Canova. Tell me a little bit about this one.
Okay. Well, it's an EP, but it's 14 songs. A lot of people are going to tell you that's more than an EP, and they're exactly right about that. We released a record on Misra Records last year called Strange Constellations, and they wanted to do like a second vinyl pressing of it. And to make it a little more special, we wanted to give people some like bonus tracks or something like that, which is how this got started. So if you buy a second pressing of that album, you get Moon Over Canova with it. Although it is now out, you know, on its own, you know, on CDs and Spotify and iTunes and all that good stuff. It's a lot of new songs that are kind of from the same batch of writing, sort of from the same songbook as Strange Constellations. It has a couple covers that we were doing a lot live at that point. And then some live stuff. We it has our set from the NPR show Mountain Stage, a couple alternate versions of things. It's kind of some odds and ends, but I sort of look at it as like when you take one last look around your apartment if you have to like move out. You've like cleaned up and you're just making sure everything's out of there, and then you can go turn in the key.
As an artist, is that weird at all for you to sort of take those different sort of disparate songs, you know, some that are from that same songbook, some that are live, some from other places, and to put them together in a collection sort of after the fact?
It did feel a bit odd, actually, but it I think if I can say that the unifying theme to it is just like this is sort of a snapshot of us at this point, I think it's okay. It's a lot of stuff that I sort of wanted people to hear and I felt like deserved to be heard, but also wouldn't really make sense in the context of like the next record or something like that.
That's fair. That's fair. So they're getting to shine even though they don't have a home on.
And oh, how they shine.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about songwriting. I am always curious with songwriters. Are you a lyrics first guy or a music first guy, or do they kind of come in tandem? What's your process like?
I would say all three, actually. Sometimes you'll get a little melody that sounds nice. Sometimes like a lyric will come to you. Sometimes it's both at the same time. I don't really know how it works, actually. I just work here. The only thing I am superstitious about is that I have to be sitting like cross-legged on my floor for it to happen. It doesn't happen any other way. But yeah, that's really about it.
That's
kind of have to be in one place for it to happen.
Like, okay. So you're not a you know, walking down the street or doing something else and all of a sudden, you know, whipping out the iPhone to record the thing so you don't lose it.
Well, that does happen occasionally, okay. But I think if I was really depending on the ideas that happened just kind of out of the cosmos, I would write like one song a year. You know, like if you're only waiting to be inspired, it may not always happen. But I usually try and get in a little bit of it every day. Whenever I was writing the last record, I was in another band at the time. But I really wanted to kind of get back into songwriting and sort of doing my own thing. And so we were on tour and I would actually go out to the van after everyone was asleep and try and get a little writing in at that point. It was kind of, you know, all happening at 3 or 4 in the morning.
So your process sounds a lot like some of my novelist friends, where, you know, their process is more akin to they have a time, whether it's early in the morning or late at night, and they sit down every day, and sometimes it's 2 lines and sometimes it's, you know, a chapter or so, but there's a time every day kind of devoted to that headspace.
Yeah. It's one of these things that if I don't make time to do it, it probably won't happen just because there's so much other stuff you have to do and you got to live your life. But yeah, like I guess, you know, you're probably not going to write a book if you aren't, you know, sitting at the typewriter, and I guess you're not going to catch any fish if your line isn't in the water at all.
Did it take you a while as a songwriter to sort of come to that process, to that sort of that regimen?
I thought it was supposed to be really easy. And not necessarily easy, but I think I was really kind of like taken in by the stories that you hear about like your idols and stuff. You know, like you just kind of like think that, oh, well, back in the day, Tom Waits wasn't really working that hard. It just seemed like he was getting drunk all the time, you know, or whatever like that. Like they all kind of make it seem very easy. But I know it's a lot of work for everyone. You don't get to be that good without logging a lot of time. And what you're seeing and hearing is just the finished product of a lot of, you know, kind of sweaty hours in the rehearsal space or something.
Yeah, great art does take work.
I think so.
It's easy to fool ourselves that it's just this burst of something.
And it's a lot of work to make something seem effortless, I guess.
Right, you know? Right, exactly. Well, we've got William Matheny live here on Kaleidoscope, and would you play another one for us?
Sure.
¶¶ long as I can do all the driving myself. I won't be handing the wheel off to anybody else. And if the station's tuning in, I'll turn the radio on. And I can roll down the window and stick out my arm. Got idle hands that need a feeding. I got some secrets I've been keeping. And I don't hate the way I'm feeling, though I probably should. But it's alright for now. Set him up, Joe, and play walking the floor. Like you did last night and the night before. And then I'll jump on the phone and tell a couple good lies. And then I'll tell them to myself until the end of the night. I've been living on Adderall, fingernails and alcohol. But it's not a prison if you build your own walls without fail. When you're holding a hammer, it all looks like a nail. I've got a Christian name and a life of sin. And I'm three sheets at the merch booth again. And I can't think of anything but how it should have been. When I can't run from the silence, the quiet closes in. When I can't run from the silence, the quiet closes in. Seen the reservation statues all covered in snow, and all the service station people with somewhere to go. And I've been east of Eden with the engine light on, and then I pulled into the city like a great false dawn. It's just the promised land calling. It's just the nightshade that's falling. And I better start crawling till I'm able to stand. But I'm alright for now. I've got a Christian name and a life of sin. And I'm three sheets at the merch booth again. And I can't think of anything but how it should have been. When I can't run from the silence, the quiet closes in. When I can't run from the silence, the quiet closes in. When I can't run from the silence, and the quiet closes in.
William Matheny, live on Kaleidoscope. So we were talking a moment ago about, you know, the work that goes into the art. Was music always the dream for you?
Yeah. Other than I guess a brief period of time when I was a small child and my dad took me to go see the Harlem Globetrotters. I got pretty into basketball for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And I quickly realized I wasn't very good at that. But no, music's kind of always been the thing. I started playing piano when I was 4 and started playing guitar when I was 5. And it's just kind of always been something I did. I'm not saying that I, as a child, had a great work ethic for it or anything like that, but it's always sort of been there.
And when did you sort of figure out that this thing that had always been there was possible with the right work. Because I know you've been playing for quite a while. I've known you to be in, you know, quite a few bands. And when did it sort of become like, oh, hey, I'm doing this thing that was my dream?
Well, I guess it's a little bit like kind of getting in the pool, and then you're kind of in the shallow end first, and, you know, it's kind of coming up to your kneecaps, and then you just kind of keep walking out into the deep end, and then eventually you're swimming, I guess. I don't know. Like, I kind of always just played music around the house, and then eventually that sort of transitioned into playing in public, and then playing in bands, and then, you know, getting a chance to record stuff, and then playing more and going to further away places all the time. And then just, it was kind of a lot of just saying yes to everything that came my way for a while. And I guess that eventually I kind of spent, yeah, like my preteen and teenage years, you know, playing in, like, you know, the normal like classic rock cover bands and like country VFW bands and like punk bands with people my own age. And then I joined this band called Cheap Trucker Speed when I was 16, playing drums, actually. But they were like the first real band that I was in that, you know, did original material and like made CDs and stuff and, you know, played shows in proper music venues and all that kind of stuff. Eventually, I guess that led to playing in Southeast Engine, which I'm in the Dayton area, so I feel like I need to mention that. Three of the four people in that band when I was in it are sons of the Gym City, if you will. And that was really, I think, my first taste of like heavy touring and stuff was joining that band.
And more recently, you know, you've been playing in support of the album and the EP. And tell us a little bit about, you know, sort of what, you know, give us a snapshot of what the past few months have been like, you know, now, you know, many years later from budding musician to, you know, working musician out now. I know you've done some cool stuff as of late.
It's been a lot of fun. We put out the record Strange Constellations in February of last year, and we just kind of hit the road really hard immediately afterward. We did 150 shows last year, and I think we're kind of on pace to hit that again this year. Last year was just a real blur. We went out to the West Coast once. We went up to Canada once. Just a ton of stuff in the Midwest and in the Northeast and in the South. We did a bunch of touring, opening for our friend Tyler Childers, who's kind of a longtime buddy of ours, and he's really kind of blown up in a big way, and that was a lot of fun. This year, let's see, we went down to South by Southwest in March. I had the real pleasure of doing a show with Songs Molina, which is the members of Magnolia Electric Company, minus Jason Molina, of course, like doing all of those songs with various guest vocalists and stuff, and that was a real thrill. We are going to be at Kicking It on the Creek, which is a great festival in Kentucky, coming up in September. I'm going to be at Blind Bob's in Dayton on Saturday night. We're in the middle of kind of a run right now, coming through Ohio out to Chicago, and we're going to be in Dayton on Saturday at Blind Bob's. Going to be a good time.
And you've got new material on the way too. New single coming this fall.
Yeah, I just played it. Actually,
that was the one.
Yeah,
awesome.
That's it.
Well, I love it.
It's coming right now.
There it was.
Yeah, it happened. It's already out. Just release it.
There we go.
Yeah.
There we go. It's out there in the world, in the ethos. Well, what is kind of next for you in terms of, you know, you'll have the new single out, and then is it more life on the road or back to recording or both?
Both. Yeah, we got a lot of dates coming up for the rest of the year. A lot of fun stuff happening there. And yeah, we're going to be trying to finish a new record by the end of this year as well. And that should be out at some point in like 2019 or something like that.
Nice. Nice. Well, gosh, we heard the new single, but can we hear another live one?
Sure. Let's do it. I don't know why I said it like that, because usually there's like a band with me. I there's really no let's here. I'm just by myself. If you aren't hearing that.
Mm-hmm. They had written good luck in blue party cups in the holes of the chain link fence. And we were waving goodbye with tears in our eyes, the trucks that disappeared around the bend. Well, my mother once said, son, you're a good man. Like she was trying to convince herself. And my father once said, son, that's a good plan. If you woke up tomorrow, you were anybody else. I've been looking for that grand old feeling, the singing sparrow in the marrow of my bones. Well, I've heard there's nothing to it. They say that anyone can do it. I've been searching everywhere that I go. Dirty snow falling on the fields out there, and on the coffin daffer crosses by the road. And I was just a kid with gel in my hair, and mother gave me money for the tolls. You know, the whole world over is just a parting hand and goodbying eyes to send you on your way. Cause there ain't no golden road that gets paved by man. It's just the trail that's getting colder with every dying day. I've been looking for that grand old feeling, the burning candle on the mantle of my soul. On the highways and the hedges and the dark and midnight exits, I've been searching everywhere that I go. And in the gloaming light of early night, the laughter by the water wide, turning me and spurning me forever. And past the mobile homes and rotting bones, above ground pools and prayer stones, grieving me and leaving me never. I've been searching for that grand old feeling, the singing sparrow in the marrow of my bones. Well, I've heard there's nothing to it. They say that anyone can do it. I've been searching everywhere that I go. I've been searching for that grand old feeling, the singing sparrow in the marrow of my bones. Well, I've heard there's nothing to it. They say that anyone can do it. I've been searching everywhere that I go. I've been searching everywhere that I go. I've been searching everywhere that I go.
William Matheny, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. So is the Blind Bob show on Saturday, is that going to be you solo or are you with the whole band?
No, that's the whole band. I'm going to meet up with the guys tomorrow.
Nice.
And we are kicking it off tomorrow night and we'll be back in the area on Saturday.
Fantastic.
I'm with the band like 99% of the time, basically. I get kind of stir crazy if I'm just driving around in this big van by myself. Like I do some solo dates, but it's always a lot more fun to have the band there.
Yeah, when you're writing the songs, given that you do perform with the band so much, are you thinking of them in context of how they're going to sound with the whole band, or do you just sort of?
Usually, yeah. You know, it's mostly this thing of like I start thinking about, oh man, this is going to be cool whenever John starts singing the chorus or mm-hmm. something, and. I always try to make sure that like something seems complete on its own. Like I don't want a song to have to like live and die by like having a certain synthesizer part on it, or like I don't want to have to have a certain pedal to make it make sense or something. But if it can sound complete on its own and then just sound better when the band gets there, that's really when I'm at my happiest with it.
Well, I'm sure that also affords you the flexibility to from time to time do those solo gigs and not feel like you're putting those audiences at a disadvantage because you don't have the pedal or the bass or whatever.
Yeah, and which I do that. I'm going out on a solo tour of my own in August, so I'll be out for a little bit just doing that. So yeah, it's not, I guess, hopefully not as painful as I make it out to be.
It's always worse in our own heads, you know?
I think so, yeah.
Well, William Matheny has a new EP out. It's called Moon Over Canova. He's got a new single coming out in September. If you like what you heard two songs ago, that's the one. So be sure to get your hands on that. And you can see him live on Saturday at Blind Bob's. He's going to be sharing the stage with A Voice of Your Own and Seth Cannon and the Carriers, both Kaleidoscope veterans. And before you go, would you do one more for us?
Sure. This is a song by Tom T. Hall. We actually just released a music video for it. My friend Max Nolte directed it. This is called That's How I Got to Memphis.
If you love somebody enough, you'll follow wherever they go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. If you love somebody enough, you'll go where your heart wants to go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. Well, I've got to find her and find out the trouble she's in. And I know you'll tell me, 'cause I know that you are my friend. Well, if you tell me that she is not here, I'm gonna follow the trail of her tears. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. She would get mad and she used to say how she'd come back to Memphis someday. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. Well, I haven't eaten a bite. I haven't slept for 3 days and nights. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. Well, I've got to find her and tell her that I love her so. And I'll never rest till I find out why she had to go. Thank you for your precious time. Please forgive me if I start to cry. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. Oh, that's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. Oh, that's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to.
William Matheny live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. You can see him Saturday night at Blind Bob's with A Voice of Your Own and Seth Cannon and the Carriers, and get your hands on his new EP, Moon Over Canova, out now on Misera Records, new single coming in September. William, this was such a pleasure, and
it's a great time.
Now that you've been here, you have to make sure to come back again.
Well, I've had the Yellow Springs water, so that means that I have to come
exactly,
back.
Exactly, right? Exactly. Yes, you will. You will circle back to the village on many an occasion.
Man, it's just so quaint here. I love it.
You should walk around town. It's super nice.
I may.
William Matheny. Oh, my pleasure. Thank you. Check him out Saturday night at Blind Bob's, Seth Cannon and the Carriers, and a voice of your own who we're going to hear in just a second. That new EP, again, is called Moon Over Canova. Links to connect and to the show at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio.